The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
The first thing we're going to talk about is tourist traps. So you might have seen Temple Bar named as the third worst tourist trap in the world, only behind Fisherman's Wharf in the US. It's in Seattle and Las Ramblas in Barcelona in Spain. Elaine Cobb is with me, CBS correspondent in Paris. Elaine, I understand you were in Dublin only a few weeks ago, is that right?
I was, and found myself in Temple Bar. So yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, what was your assessment so of Temple Bar?
Well, it's definitely grown, and it's, you know, I remember Temple Bar when it began, and it was sort of quirky, and it was fun to see it rebuilt, and it was lovely for a while, and then it started to get a bit much. But honestly, it's like walking into the worst of Irish America. It doesn't look Irish at all. It's very much, to me anyway, as a former Dubliner, and now as a returning Irish person who isn't watching it every day, it just looked so much like everything that's Irish American built for Irish Americans, or people whose only knowledge of the Irish culture is what they see Irish Americans doing.
Is there something to be said for that, though? To offer Irish Americans what they expect to get when they get here? Not if it was the only offering, maybe you could criticize it. But I mean, you know, if it's what they want, give it to them, you know, and in return, we'll take their money.
That's like saying, let them eat McDonald's in Paris. That is, I'm sorry, it's just wrong.
Oh, God, you know, I've eaten a McDonald's in Paris.
Okay. Well, you're not American, so maybe. Anyway, don't do it again.
Well, but included in this list, Elaine, is the Eiffel Tower. Now, I don't think anyone is suggesting you go to Paris and you ignore the Eiffel Tower, because in and around it is something of a tourist trap.
No, but you see, the Eiffel Tower is something in and of itself. It's very iconic. It's an amazing piece of architecture, etc., etc. And it gets you great views. But it's a tourist trap in that they are selling you things all around it, souvenir sellers, but also because City Hall decided to put up, security barriers around it when we were having security issues, and then kept them up because they quite liked being able to funnel people through. And basically, it gets more people more likely to climb the tower and therefore pay money than before, when you could walk around under it and go, that's a long line, I can't be bothered. But now they've got the Disney style lines up to it.
So Anna Rosa Butler is with us as well, as a writer based in Spain, currently in Madrid. Now, I mentioned as Ramblas in Barcelona that's on the list, but I assume it's a big tourist destination as well. There's tourist traps in Madrid as well, is there?
There is, actually. But as opposed to what's going on in Barcelona, it also boils down to size. I mean, Barcelona is a lot smaller. There's your beach. And in Madrid, obviously, it's a lot more spread out. And here in July, it's great because everybody goes off on their holidays. So Madrid is actually a great city if you want to be a tourist in a landlocked area, obviously in the middle of July. But it's actually a great place to kind of walk around if you want to be away from people and
so
tourists, ironically.
Is there a Spanish version then of the paddy whackery that we sell Americans in Temple Bar?
Funny enough,
like matadors and things like this.
Yes. I mean, if you want to go to, say, Plaza Mayor or Sol as well, I mean, there would be, you've got all your mass-produced kind of hat, your rubbish, your polyester flamenco dresses and your mass-produced toreros. And really, I mean, I wouldn't suggest you buy that. I wouldn't suggest you try the paella, which is just reheated rice there, really, or the sangria, which is just, you know, very watered down. If you want to have something more authentic, there are the alternatives, but don't get caught out with the paella if you want a proper experience, because you'll just get heated up rice, unfortunately.
Yeah, I know. Elaine was having none of it. I don't have an issue with this type of thing. I mean, because they exist everywhere in the world. I mean, if you want a good buttery lobster roll in New England, don't go to Quincy Market in Boston. But it's, you know, I don't have an issue with there being a Quincy Market in Boston for tourists to go and spend $40 on a pretty crap buttery lobster roll if they so wish. You know, there's something to be said for this.
I'd say if there's a market there, people will always charge higher, and if they can get away with it, they will do so. But I guess, I suppose it's that pride where, you know, there's such good products to be tasted and enjoyed, and you think, oh well, if you just maybe go up two streets, you'll have a much better experience, and you won't come home and say, oh, well.
You see, perception is reality. If they think they've had a good experience, like, I mean, who are we to tell them they're wrong, you know?
Well, this is it. And if you have enough watered-down sangria, well, you know, who am I to tell you? Exactly, I agree.
Yeah, so, Elaine, if they're not giving out about paying a tenner for a pint of Guinness and listening to, you know, Idly Doe music or something down in the Temple Bar at the Oliver and St John Gogarty, let them at it.
But you see, a lot of tourists do complain. Tourists who come to Paris point out that they're paying a fortune for drinks that are also watered down because they're lured by the happy hour thing, or French have happy hours because why would it be 1 hour? And, you know, they don't fully understand that obviously happy hour, you're not getting the same value because you're not paying the same price. And the same with the food. I've had people say, you know, I was there for a week and the food was awful. And I ask where they ate and I'm like, well, I'm not surprised you found it awful. You know, you've kind of, if you will go to very touristy areas, then the restaurants don't care as much. Not all of them, of course, but if you're going for cheap and cheerful, you mightn't get so cheerful, but you'll definitely get cheap.
Is there, I'm going to make one final attempt to argue in favour of the tourist trap. Is there something to be said for confining all of these people in one place so that the rest of us can enjoy the offering elsewhere?
Oh, I like that idea, but unfortunately the mayor of Paris has decided that the entire city should now be a tourist trap. And it feels like everything is being done just for the tourists and not for those of us who are paying the local taxes. Like the Champs-Élysées, there was a big revamp announced, but it's just bland and samey. And, you know, it's kind of like a Disney version or a Vegas version of Paris. And that's happening a little too often.
Yeah, well, Ana Rosa, what about that in Madrid? I mean, I assume there are places in Madrid you actually would prefer the tourists not to discover.
Well, this is it. And thankfully, because everybody does go to Barcelona. So like Elaine, I think Barcelona really is, it accommodates the tourists more than the local, unfortunately. So that it doesn't really happen as much here in Madrid, because like I said, we have lovely lakes an hour away, but people want to go to the beach and they just want to have, you know, cheap and cheerful. And they have ready access to that in Barcelona. And unfortunately, it's a dragon that's eaten its own tail within there. Within the local scene. So yeah, they've got cheap and cheerful and it's a whole load of tourists. Yeah.
Somebody here says, everywhere has a place like Temple Bar. I lived in New York for 20 years and Times Square is really just a big Temple Bar. The locals avoid it. That's true. Tourists love it. Kieran, when you go to Spain, there's flamenco dancing shows for tourists. And in Germany, in Munich, you've got the beer halls. It's serving tourists when they visit. So Irish songs at 2 in the day in Temple Bar while we work is great fun for them, says Kieran. Sangria is just for tourists. Tinto de Verano for the locals.
That's it, un tinto de verano, exactly.
I was in Temple Bar, so lots of bars, not many temples though. I was expecting it to be like Bangkok or Mumbai. It should be levelled, is the assessment of somebody else. And producer Claire says, I had a buttery lobster roll in Quincy Market and it was delicious and I have zero regrets. I knew, Claire, it was you I was thinking of when I described that tourist. Elaine, you know, I should explain myself. When I had McDonald's in Paris, I was 14 years old. We were on a French exchange and they served us beer in McDonald's.
Okay.
There was all sorts of phone calls home to school principals and parents and fallout, but we were delighted. Anyway, Elaine Cobb, CBS correspondent in Paris, Ana Rosa Butler, who's a writer based in Spain. Thank you both very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.